With some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Shelby County's district attorney has released security camera footage from the morning in May when a federal officer of the Memphis Safe Task Force fatally shot Darren Pigram while he was working at a Burger King. The Tennessee Lookout reports the footage comes from three different stationary cameras within the restaurant. They do not show all angles of the incident, and they do not have audio. What they do show is Pigram holding the door open for officers between the customer area and behind the counter. That conflicts with the agent's testimony that Pigram had tried to keep them out using that door. It shows Pigram backing away and out of view as multiple officers move toward him. Other angles show Pigram's coworkers hiding or cowering as an officer opened fire. A perspective from the kitchen shows Pigram taking steps backwards and collapsing as an officer with a handgun pointed at him continues to move forward. Aspiring teachers could have an easier time getting their license. The Tennessee State Board of Education is considering relaxing the testing requirements for trainees working in state-approved teaching roles. Would-be teachers in Tennessee currently have to pass an exam that tests specific skills and knowledge. Candidates will still be required to take those exams. The proposed change is to remove a requirement to retake the entire test if they fail on the first try. Instead, they would have to pass a part of the exam that covers the material they failed. The policy would apply to both aspiring teachers and current teachers who want to advance or reactivate a lapsed license. Supporters of the rule change say it will address the state's teacher shortage. In the past 5 years, Tennessee has had to rely on using unlicensed teachers. Opponents are concerned that relaxing the requirements would water down the competency of the state's teachers. The National Weather Service says it should be cooler and less humid this weekend. There's a low shower and storm chances through Friday, far south and in the Cumberland Plateau, and medium to high risks here in this area.